It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marsha Hyatt, who's in studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Oh, let me get you. There we go. Now try it.
Good morning, CJ. There we go. Now I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Wouldn't it be great if we just helped each other that way? It's like, oh, no, you're not here yet.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Let me pod you up today.
Yeah. Well, today I want to talk about focus. Where do you put your focus? And particularly focusing on what you want to create, not on what's getting in the way. Mm-hmm. And I had this aha moment. You know how like you know something, but then all of a sudden like a light bulb goes off and you almost feel an electrical charge.
Yeah.
So I have been talking about, you know, don't look where you don't want to go, you know, hit the ball where you want the ball to go, that kind of sports psychology, general psychology for a long, long time. And I was doing this exercise that it's a physical exercise, and this is where I'd like to have this be a video, because I'm going to try to explain this. It's a physical exercise that's in Wendy Palmer's book, Leadership Embodiment. So imagine you're standing with your palms together and arms outstretched in front of you. Mm-hmm. And CJ, I'm going to do this so you can just, if I miss a description, you can help describe this. All right. So you're standing with your palms together and that's you holding an intention, whatever that intention is, a quality, whatever. And then a person is going to stand opposite of you and put their hands on your forearms and be resistance. And so then you have to sort of feel what it's like to hold an intention with resistance. So, you know, the usual, I'm standing there and I feel the resistance and I try to push and we're not moving. And then she has you do a little broadening of your thinking, which is this: don't focus on the resistance. Instead, remember your intention and then think out beyond the resistance to what's your intention, what's your inspiration, what's the higher purpose of what this is all about. And then think behind you, who's got their hands on your back? What allies do you have? Teachers, friends, people who really want you to succeed in whatever you're trying to make happen. So this is, you know, sounds kind of silly, right? But I'm standing there with my palms together with this resistance, unable to move. Doing that reflection, thinking, okay, what's my inspiration here? What is it that is calling me forward? And for my work, it's all about bringing out the best of ourselves. And so I'm thinking about that, about the wound that my parents had, that they never knew they were enough. And I'm thinking about that, that no one should live with that. And then behind me, I'm thinking of my friends, my teachers, with their hands on my back. It was like a hot knife in butter. That person could not stop me moving. And then I switched to be the resistor and got to feel it on the other end. When the person remembers their inspiration, when the person remembers their allies, when they get out of the little ego mini-me trying to make something happen.
Yeah, I'm all by myself doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also the other thing that was like the aha was I spent a lot of time focusing on that resistance. I spend most of my time focusing on when it's not working, why it's working, why it's scary. And the difference when you consciously focus your energy on what's yours to do. And you know, that becomes the question. What is yours to do? What do you want to focus your energy on? And you may not know. But here's a quote from Brian Tracy. The key to success is to focus our conscious minds on things we desire, not things we fear. So what became clear to me was, you know, for example, I'm switching my work. The work that I've done for years is not the work I want to do in the future, but I keep focusing on the work I've done for years instead of focusing on the work that's emerging, the work that I want to move into. I want to get clutter. We've talked about clutter. I want more clutter, but I keep focusing on the clutter as opposed to those spaces where I have made the movement. So in a way, it's like a gratitude practice connected in with vision, is focusing on what it is you want to have happen, why you want to have it happen, and where it's already working a little bit, you know, how to make that happen. And so it's amazing how quickly my brain goes to what's missing, what's wrong, what I haven't done enough of, and to know that I can periodically in my day, there's a website called Managing Thought. And she said, you know, just periodically, when you catch yourself focusing on what you don't want, just notice that. That's progress, A. That you noticed it.
Yeah,
not that you're doing it. Right. Yeah. Thanks, CJ. But that you notice it. Yeah. And even though that's uncomfortable, that consciously incompetent phase is very uncomfortable, that's just notice it, take a deep breath, and reconnect with what it is you want.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, like a big thing. You don't like what's, if you don't have a clear purpose, like Wendy Palmer taking leadership embodiment out into the world, or my friend finding the good in the world and building on it. If you don't have that, what if it's just a quality? What if it's just, what would this day be like with a little bit more blank quality? Kindness, patience, forgiveness, voice, clarity, presence, whatever it is, you can still put your energy into whatever adds a little quality improvement to your day. Mm-hmm. So it could be a bigger purpose that you want to create. It could be a type of work you want to do or the way you want to live your day. Mm-hmm. That's up to you. I can encourage you not to make it too concrete. Keep it more soft so you can allow yourself to be surprised with things you hadn't even imagined. And you know, the fact is, just getting clear about what you want, even in this conversation I'm going to have with this person next week, or getting clear about what I want about how I want to do Thanksgiving this week. All of that, focusing your energy on what you want to create. We have so much power within us. And we, unfortunately, we spend a lot of time reacting, being stressed, focusing on what's not working. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of guidance from Joseph Campbell to close this out. I love this quote. I haven't ever actually read the whole of Joseph Campbell's quote about follow your bliss. So here's the whole quote. Follow your bliss. If you do follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of a track that has been there all the while waiting for you. And the life you ought to be living is the one you are living. When you can see that, you begin to meet people who are in the field of your bliss, and they open doors to you. I say, follow your bliss and don't be afraid, and doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. If you follow your bliss, doors will open for you that wouldn't have opened for anyone else. Joseph Campbell. Mm-hmm. So what is it that I want to focus on? What gives a little bit more bliss to my week?
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.
All right.